from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
I want to be crystal clear. I have done nothing wrong.
Well, breaking news on the Afternoon Edition. A defiant Oakland mayor speaking out for the very first time since the FBI raided her home. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Yamamoto. In prepared remarks, Mayor Sheng Tao insisted she has nothing to hide and tearfully vowed to stay on as mayor. The mayor's comments come just 4 days after the FBI agents served warrants at Tao's house in the Lincoln Heights neighborhood. They came out of her home carrying boxes, and the FBI has not said what they are looking for. Our Wilson Walker is live at City Hall, where the mayor addressed both the investigation and the recall effort against her. Wilson.
Yeah, quite a moment here at City Hall, I have to tell you. I'm struck by the thought that some people had thought that the mayor, you know, might resign amidst all of this. Quite to the contrary, I'm not even sure defiant as a word sums up the tone from the mayor's remarks today. As you heard, she said she has done nothing wrong. She says she's not the target of the investigation. She says she does not think she's going to be charged with any crime because she says she has done nothing wrong. She also says she, like the rest of us, is trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And she moved on then to a list of questions. And I think at that point, the remarks really started to get interesting. Here's the first bit we're going to play from you, for you, about the questions she has surrounding this investigation. Have a listen.
I want to know what probable cause the FBI has. What evidence have they collected that justifies raiding the home of a city mayor without notice and without the courtesy of a conversation? I want to know more about the handful of billionaires from San Francisco and from Piedmont who are hell-bent on running me out of office. I want to know why, the day following the qualification of a recall election, funded by some of the richest people in the Bay Area, seemed like the right day to execute a warrant.
All right. Do you hear what the mayor is doing here? I'm not sure if at any point she directly linked the investigation and the raid of her home to the recall, but she certainly juxtaposed those two ideas sort of against each other. In fact, for a while, she was sort of bouncing back and forth between them. She was talking about the investigation, then would talk about her opponents, who are actually sort of gathered right behind me over here. So she's not saying directly that the investigation is tied to the recall, but she's certainly introducing the idea, right? Now, towards the conclusion, she really got to maybe the emotional thrust of her remarks, and she mentioned her background, and she described herself as a poor person. She referenced who she described as other officials, city officials, former officials, who she described as having been accused of wrongdoing, but in her words, in the hills, and not having their homes raided. She said the difference is that she is poor, and we pick up her comments there.
This I know for sure because I was born poor in America, and that teaches you a lot about the world from day one. And I am your mayor. I am the mayor to call the, I am the mayor to all the Oaklanders who work hard, who are working overtime to do the right thing and to make the world a better place. And no matter how hard you strive and push and fight and stay positive, and that you don't give up because you believe in yourself and you know what you have to offer this world, that you just cannot catch a break. Well, guess what? I'm not going down like that. We're not going down like that.
All right, and with that, the mayor pretty much concluded her remarks and left. She did not take questions today, and that is said to be on the advice of her attorney, so no questions following the rather impassioned remarks there. I defiant, again, not maybe not even the word for it. I should also note that she started her remarks by mentioning the shooting at Lake Merritt that preceded the investigation at her home. She said she's continuing to do her job, and will, as we all try to figure out what is going on here, Ryan, but we now certainly have a response from Mayor Sheng Tao.
And Wilson, I mean, without putting words in her mouth and just watching that press conference and you were there live, it seems like she's trying to paint this picture that she is this victim of a conspiracy.
Well, you know, I'm trying to talk through that the best I can.
Yeah.
The best I can sort of lay out for you there is her presentation of those two different things sort of together in a way that I guess is, you know, allows us all to draw the conclusion that that is what she is pointing to. But yeah, her list of questions involved, you know, why did they not consult with her before going into her home? She suggested that the media had been tipped off. And why is this all happening during the course of the recall? You know, this happens literally within, you know, 2 days of the recall being formalized. She certainly seems to be clearly suggesting that all of these things are tied together. So, yes, I think that was the message from the mayor, if indirectly.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Wilson Walker reporting live from Oakland City Hall.
Come out now! Come out now! Come out now! Come out now!
She is hiding.
Well, just minutes after the mayor read her statement, a group organizing the recall campaign against her held a rally outside of Frank Ogawa Plaza. The group had criticized the mayor for staying silent, and Kevin Koh has their response to Tao's first comments.
As Mayor Sheng Tao was speaking inside of Oakland City Hall, some of her most vocal critics across Oakland, well, they were right outside of the building. That's because there was already a rally, a recall rally specifically planned at 11 a.m. this morning before the sudden announcement that Mayor Tao would be speaking in a press conference. That gave the opportunity for all of these folks, some of her most vocal critics, to listen to her live as she was providing a statement for the first time since that raid on Thursday at her home. Here's what one of them had to say.
She's still not telling us anything about our community, what's going on. Only thing she's doing now is crying out for herself, how her feelings is. Well, she needs to know that our feelings in the whole city of Oakland is just as worse as she is. So I used to come with no cry press conference, come to us to tell us what you need to do, and that step down, let us take control of our city. Now, you're reaping what you sow. You got us heard not here, our city heard.
As soon as Mayor Tao finished providing her statement, this crowd gathered outside started chanting for her to come out and face some questions. Mayor Tao did not take any questions from media that was inside for that press conference in City Hall. And these folks, as they were planning to do already this morning, are demanding that she resign.
Both Wilson Walker and Kevin Koh reporting from Oakland City Hall. So here's a recap of what we know about the raid so far. Early Thursday morning, FBI agents were seen leaving with several boxes and duffel bags from the mayor's home. This is on Maiden Lane. The FBI still has not released any details about what exactly they were looking for. Agents also raided a home on Viewcrest Court. That is linked to Andy Duong. He is a member of the family that owns Cal Waste Solutions, has become a regular face in local, state, and national politics. We also saw FBI and IRS agents taking boxes from Cal Waste Solutions offices along the city's waterfront. Several people confirmed the Vietnamese American Business Association office in that same building was also raided by federal agents. We reached out several times to the Duong family. We have not heard back yet. However, California Waste Solutions did release this statement to us saying they are confident investigators will find nothing wrong or unlawful. We continue to dig deep into every aspect of this case. We'll have much more at 5 and 6. You can find any new developments online at kpix.com and streaming on the free CBS News app. Okay, turning to the South Bay right now, where healthcare workers are fighting to prevent East San Jose's only trauma center from closing. A group including nurses, firefighters, and paramedics rallied in front of Regional Medical Center this morning. The hospital says financial strain is forcing them to end trauma, stroke, and heart attack services. But healthcare professionals warn that shutting down the building could break the back of Santa Clara County's hospital system. Regional Medical says it will close by August 12th. And heads up for guacamole fans who are heading into the summer. Avocado prices are on the rise. U.S. inspections of most of the avocados from Mexico were stopped over the week over safety concerns. Our Max Darrow has more on the potential impact.
Whether at Taco Licious in downtown Palo Alto or at one of their three other locations in San Francisco or Los Angeles, they go through a lot of avocados on a daily basis.
approximately 1,000 or so avocados. 90% of the volume of avocados is going into guacamole. That's a lot of guacamole.
So if there's a problem with the global supply, Fernando Guzman says they feel it.
The fewer avocados that are out there are going to be more expensive.
Last week, there was a problem in Mexico's main avocado domain, the state of Michoacán. According to a memo from U.S. Ambassador to Mexico, Ken Salazar, two USDA employees were assaulted and detained while inspecting avocados in Michoacán. They've since been released, but the U.S. stopped avocado inspections for a week. It wasn't until Friday that Salazar said inspections would begin to gradually resume.
There'll be a good amount of time before we see the market normalize again.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were a little bit more expensive in some markets and not others.
Professor Daniel Sumner is an agricultural and resource economics expert at UC Davis. He says consumers could see a price difference when they go to the market.
Sooner is more likely. You know, just because, you know, they're rationing this disruption.
But he doesn't think this scenario will impact consumers when dining out much, if at all. It will, however, impact restaurants.
Certainly people in the business have already noticed, have already made their plans, are also already making their adjustments.
Guzman says at Tacolicious, adjustments will not include raising prices.
No, we just absorb the cost.
He says they're bracing for thinner margins, and in this case, it's just the cost of doing business.
The demand, I don't think, is going to go down. People still enjoy their avocado toast or their guacamole.
And he says charging more for it is not how they do business.
We have never raised our prices when the avocado prices go up.
This all comes as avocado prices were already on the rise. According to Produce IQ, an online marketplace for fresh produce, avocado prices were up during the first week of June because volume from Mexico was down. Meantime, Ambassador Salazar plans to visit Michoacán this week, where he will meet with the governor and other leaders to discuss security and other issues.